This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Dhedre Tunnel under Kathmandu Tarai Madhya's fast track marks breakthrough. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reiterates government's commitment to overcoming obstacles in development endeavours. Karnali Province Chief Minister Yamlal Kanil secures vote of confidence. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva instructs Nepali Embassy to ensure safety of Nepalese in Bangladesh amidst ongoing unrest. And Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigns and flees country following weeks of deadly demonstrations. Army announces formation of interim government. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has inaugurated the breakthrough of the 1.72-kilometer-long Dhedre Tunnel under the Kathmandu Tarai Madhya's fast track at Dhedre in Makwanpur district today. The Prime Minister activated a switch to mark the breakthrough of the tunnel. Addressing the ceremony, Prime Minister Oli highlighted that the completion of long tunnels using advanced technology is a significant milestone for the country's development. He reiterated the government's commitment to overcoming obstacles in development endeavours, including the fast-track project. He expressed hope that this project will bolster the national economy and promote the tourism industry. The fast-track project is recognized as a prized project of national pride and strategic importance. The completion of the 1.65-kilometer Dhedre Tunnel towards the Nijgarh-Kathmandu side was previously achieved, marking the completion of tunnel openings under Package 11. The Nepali Army is responsible for implementing the project. On the occasion, Chief of the Army Staff Prabhu Ram Sharma briefed the Prime Minister on the progress made so far and the challenges faced in the project implementation. He reported that the project has achieved approximately 36% progress to date. Karnali Province Chief Minister Yamlal Kanil had secured a vote of confidence. With the support of 23 lawmakers from the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML today, Chief Minister Kanil won the vote of confidence for the second time. 23 lawmakers voted in favour of Chief Minister Kanil and 14 lawmakers voted against him. In the 40-member Karnali Province Assembly, 37 were present in today's meeting. A House of Representatives meeting has approved the proposal of sending the Mater Dasarath Chand Health Sciences University Bill to respective committees for discussion. The bill originated in the National Assembly and proposed by the Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Bidya Vatrai, got the approval from the House of Representatives for sending it to the concerned authority today. Similarly, another proposal to remove the obstruction relating to the Act on Commission on Investigation of Disappeared Persons, Truth and Reconciliation was also presented in the meeting. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia presented the bill before the House. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has directed relevant authorities to promptly implement measures to safeguard citizens in disaster-affected areas. Speaking at the meeting of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority Executive Committee, Home Minister Lekhak emphasized the urgency of protecting people in regions severely impacted by landslides and floods, including Mahottari, Bake, Kaski, Sankhua Sabha, Kanchanpur, Bhojpur and Chitwan. The Home Minister stressed the importance of a unified approach when receiving assistance from foreign organizations. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva has directed the Nepali Embassy in Dhaka to take active measures to ensure the safety of Nepalese, including students, amidst the ongoing unrest in Bangladesh. Following a briefing on the current situation from Nepali Ambassador to Bangladesh, Ghanasam Bhandari, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana Deva issued instructions to provide necessary safety and assistance to all Nepalese in Bangladesh. Ambassador Bhandari assured that all Nepalese, including students, are currently safe in the country. In light of the infinite curfew imposed in Bangladesh, the Nepali Embassy in Dhaka has issued a notice urging all Nepalese to remain in safe locations and exercise maximum caution. President Ramzan Kadyrov says the state should recognize and respect the freedom fighters who fought for establishment and restoration of democracy in the country. At a meeting with the democratic fighters today at the office of the president in Sitalibas, the president viewed that the sacrifices and struggles made by freedom fighters for democratic values will be meaningful only if political stability, good governance and the aspirations of the people are fulfilled. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, and it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa and a group of party lawmakers discussed issues related to domestic ASFT with Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. The meeting was focused on progressing the Civil Aviation Bill, aiming to split the existing Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal into two entities as a service provider and a regulatory body. According to Nepali Congress lawmaker Rajendra Bajgai, they also touched on the issues relating to the need to enhance the safety of Nepal's aviation sector and connecting it to the development and promotion of the tourism industry. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has resigned and fled the country following weeks of deadly demonstrations. The Al Jazeera say the removal of Hasina on Monday followed weeks of deadly protests and appears to have averted the threat of further bloodshed. The focus now moves to who will control the country. The BBC cited reports as saying leader Hasina and her sister have been taken by army helicopter to safety. Hasina's whereabouts are unclear and she thought to be heading to India. Huge crowds of cheering protesters are said to have stormed the Prime Minister's official residence in the capital Dhaka, despite a curfew and internet calm down. Her resignation came after 300 people died in weeks of protests that the authorities sought to crush. A night of deadly violence on Sunday killed close to 100 people and a curfew was called. The streets were patrolled by soldiers on Monday. However, protesters remained defiant and called for a march on Dhaka as crowds swelled into the capital. Meanwhile, according to Al Jazeera, in an address to the nation, Army Chief General Walker Woods Jaman announced that an interim government will now run Bangladesh, calling for calm. Hurricane Davy has made landfall at the Big Bend region of Florida's Gulf Coast with fears of storm surges and catastrophic flooding. The BBC cited the country's National Hurricane Center at saying the weather system strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane late on Sunday and came ashore near Stan Hatchie on Monday morning. It is now forecast to move slowly across the state, packing 80 mile per hour winds and dumping as much as 76 cm of rain as it moves north. Now the general forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Koshi Province, Madhis Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, and Lumini Province, and at some places of Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Koshi Province, Madhis Province and Bagmati Province, and at one or two places of Gandaki Province and Lumini Province. There are also possibilities of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi Province and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. The Dhedre Tunnel under Kathmandu Tarai Madhes Fast Track marks breakthrough. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reiterates government's commitment to overcoming obstacles in development endeavours. Karnali Province Chief Minister Yamlal Kondil secures vote of confidence. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva instructs Nepali Embassy to ensure safety of Nepalese in Bangladesh amidst ongoing unrest. And Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigns and flees country following weeks of deadly demonstrations. Army announces formation of interim government. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.